Lisa Brescia. I can't see over my mask. Assistant professor in the theater and dance department at Missouri State University. She is directing the play that is going to be available streaming now through Monday at 7:30 each evening, Working, a musical based on the 1974 Studs Terkel book, adapted into musical form by Nina Faso and Stephen Schwartz. And we should say that your husband, who is a composer and singer, Craig Carnelia, is one of the several Tony-nominated composer lyricists for that show.
That's right. Yes, he's right on site, and he worked directly with our actors. So it was quite the perfect choice for our, I think, for our department.
Now, this, of course, was a very famous book in its day, and how does one turn... I'll talk about Terkel's book for a second and what it included, what he was... It was a book of interviews with basically everyday Americans, but specifically about their work and their work ethic.
Yes, it's called Working, and the subtitle says it best. People talk about what they do all day and how they feel about what they do.
Right.
The famous oral historian and radio broadcaster Studs Terkel. It's a very dense book. It has a preface and intro and then 9 sections, and each section is called a book, focusing on different workers. And then it was adapted into a musical by Stephen and Nina, using those interviews and several different songwriters, including James Taylor and Mary Rogers, son of Richard Rogers, and my husband, Craig Carnelia.
Right.
And then in 2012, it was adapted again, and new interviews were held so that the text could be updated to include modern technology jobs, as well as 2 new songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda, known for a little musical called Hamilton.
Right, right.
So it's been updated to be more relevant to today's world.
Right, because the original book was 1974, and so there have been many, many changes in the workplace and just in, as you said, high-tech jobs and things that simply did not exist 40 years ago. And Studs Terkel, unfortunately, was not the one to conduct those interviews, I don't think. Or was he still still with us at the time?
He was. I don't think he was alive anymore. And so I think Stephen Schwartz himself did interview some people and did some writing based on those interviews.
And with a variety of people and a variety of jobs being portrayed, there's also a great variety of musical styles, in part because there are a lot of different songwriters involved in the show.
Yes, yes. So we range from folky James Taylor to splashy musical theater style Stephen Schwartz with It's an Art. We have a little bit of hip-hop with Lin-Manuel. Very musical, much like Hamilton. It's very musical. Sort of a sweet ballad, which is Lynn's style as well, for the home health aide and the nanny. And then the fast food worker gets the more kind of funky hip-hop song early on.
Right.
But they all, that very, very, various songs obviously have the tone and the style of each songwriter.
I'm sure you all were disappointed by the idea that you could not present this as a live performance. So how did... The video that people are going to see is all pre-recorded, I assume. So how did that come together?
Well, we did several performances which were filmed with a three camera setup. And then we chose one of those performances that we thought, this is the take. And that's what audiences will get to see. So the way it's presented is much like the Secret Garden was at the department, where you can get a ticket, sit down at a certain date and time, starting tonight, and actually running through Tuesday night.
Because you have a 24-hour period in which to see them, or...
Right. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that the website said... my date book, anyway, says that we're playing Tuesday night. I'm wrong.
I know what we have is through the 26th, and that's a Monday, so...
So maybe there is like a 20... I guess we canceled Tuesday. Forgive me, folks.
Okay.
So tonight through Monday night at 7:30 in the evening, and then Saturday and Sunday we also have 2:30 performances for those who want to see it a little earlier in the day. And
where will those be streaming?
On ShowTix. So if you go to the Missouri State website and go to Theater and Dance, just click on Productions, and you'll see the button to push there to purchase a ticket.
Prices range from $21 just for an individual viewing to $54 for a family pass.
Right, right. So, you know, of course, it's the honor system. The whole family can gather around that single ticket device. But we're just excited that we're able to do theater in COVID, and we've created something really special and relevant to today.
It's something a lot of people can relate to, too.
Yes, everyone works, or most people do. And the first day of rehearsal, we sat around and we talked about jobs that we've had and what they, you know, what happened that day, a memorable moment, and that sense of and lively, you know, lively conversation, a deep feeling, hilarity, moving, touching stories that was just sitting around the table with the cast. That's very, very present in this musical.
How did the student actors handle all this?
Oh, they were champs. I mean, totally professional, very safe in terms of COVID. So excited to be making art during this time. It's been so much of a struggle for so many.
Anybody who makes art is excited right now to be able to do it, to do what they're trained to do.
Yes, and they grew a ton. They learned a lot. I learned a lot. We all just felt ourselves grateful every day to be making art together in a room and to be working on a piece that is so well written and just, I think, like you said, universal.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Brescia, assistant professor in the theater and dance department at MSU, thanks for stopping in today. Yes. And hopefully we can have live performances by this time next year.
Yes, let's hope I see you again in better times.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's great to be here. Thank you so much,
thanks.
Randy.